Only Yesterday, An Informal History of the 1920s, by Frederick Lewis Allen. Dedication to the Memory of D.P.A. Prelude, May 1919. If time were suddenly to turn back to the earliest days of the post-war decade, and you were to look about you, what would seem strange to you? Since 1919, the circumstances of American life have been transformed. Yes, but exactly how? Let us refresh our memories by following a moderately well-to-do young couple of Cleveland, or Boston, or Seattle, or Baltimore, it hardly matters which, through the routine of an ordinary day in May 1919. I select that particular date 6 months after the armistice of 1918, because by then the United States had largely succeeded in turning from the days of war to those of peace, yet the profound alterations wrought by the post-war decade had hardly begun to take place. There is no better way of suggesting what the passage of a few years has done to change you and me and the environment in which we live. When the appearance of Mr. Smith as he comes to the breakfast table on this May morning in 1919, you would hardly know that you are not in the 1930s, though you might perhaps be struck by the narrowness of his trousers. The movement of men's fashions is glacial. It is different, however, with Mrs. Smith. She comes to breakfast in a suit, the skirt of which, rather tight at the ankles, hangs just 6 inches from the ground. She has been reading in Vogue the alarming news that skirts may become even shorter, and that not since the days of the Bourbons has the woman of fashion been visible so far above the ankle. But 6 inches is still the orthodox clearance. She wears low shoes now, for spring has come, but all last winter she protected her ankles either with spats or with high-laced walking boots, or with high patent leather shoes.